AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones. He was scheduled to die by lethal injection later today. Jones has proclaimed his innocence from death row for more than two decades in the 1999 killing of a suburban Oklahoma City businessman. Stitt commuted Jones's death sentence to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Travis McMichael testified during cross-examination in Georgia. Ahmaud Arbery did not speak, show a weapon, or threaten him in any way before he raised his shotgun and shot and killed him. McMichael says the two were face-to-face at one point. Arbery was running. McMichael was in a truck. He had a shotgun.
We were face to face and being struck, and that's when I shot.
Asked how many times he had previously pulled up behind strangers in the neighborhood to ask them what they were doing there, McMichael said never. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is hoping for passage of what President Biden calls his Build Back Better bill. She hopes debate can be based on merit.
On how it creates good paying jobs, how it cuts taxes for the middle class, how it lowers costs for America's working families, and how it is all paid for.
Missouri Republican Jason Smith sees a different meaning in the B's in Build Back Better.
Let me tell you what those three bills stand for. Bankrupts the economy, benefits the wealthy, and it builds the Washington machine.
Two suspected Iranian computer hackers have been charged with trying to intimidate American voters ahead of last year's presidential election by sending threatening messages and spreading disinformation. CVS Health will close hundreds of drugstores over the next 3 years as the retail giant adjusts to changing customer needs and converts to new store formats. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street in midday trading. This is AP News. Daily coronavirus infection rates are higher in South Korea. It's bad timing for students.
Parents wish their children well as they head into school to take South Korea's highly competitive annual test. The one-day exam is taking place amid growing concerns about the Delta-driven spread. Students were required to have their temperature taken. Those with fevers were sent to separate testing areas. The annual exam is crucial for careers, social standings, and even marriage prospects, which greatly depend on which university a person attends. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawyers for nine people hurt during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, told a jury white nationalists planned, executed, and then celebrated racially motivated violence that killed one counter-protester. Their arguments came in a lawsuit alleging two dozen white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and white supremacist organizations conspired to commit violence during 2 days of demonstrations. Ed Donahue, AP News.